Hey, I'm Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell.
Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from Counting Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season four. I'm Peter Chidi of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcasts and join me for the story behind the song.
Hello, and welcome to Long Time No See, the podcast. Each week, we'll be pairing two blindfolded comedians who've agreed to sit down with a mystery guest. I'll be putting them on the spot with a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Without further ado, please remove your blindfolds and introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Michael.
Hi, Andrea.
I have to be honest with you, I am so relieved to see it's you.
Do you have any irrational fears? What's the worst fad you were into? Is there any job that you would be terrible at?
Underwater welder?
Don't say that about yourself.
Do you guys have any useless talents?
I kicked one of those delivery robots.
What? You kicked one?
Yelling. I kick those all the time.
They have names on them.
Good.
I can make smoke come out of my mouth with nothing.
Do it.
You want to see it?
What the f***? Are you a dragon?
Out now, Long Time No See, the podcast, season two. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Tour set, pop!
So we did our original bi-weekly episode here, but since we took off last week, now I feel like we've really missed out on all of this Butter content that has come out because of all of these Butter promotions that they've done. So we're really going to be talking about it here in this episode. But when this episode comes out, Butter is going to be released.
Very soon after.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're going to have to come back with another episode next week talking about Butter, because we're just not going to be able to wait.
Definitely not. So this week we are getting ready for Butter. Butter be ready. And next week we will talk all about Butter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really looking forward to it.
So much. So on that note, welcome back, Iconics. And if you're new to the podcast, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Stanning BTS.
Yes.
Yes. Welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is, too. But disclaimer, this is an informative fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast, though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some, these Butter theories have my mind melting.
Ooh, yes. Or I really don't know what to expect with Butter, but I really hope leather is involved.
Please. If the concept photos are any hint.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you're here for that, then you're in the right place.
Okay, so like we were saying, in today's episode, we're going to go through the entire Butter promotional schedule. Everything that's been released, minus the teaser and the actual music video and song, which we'll talk about next week.
Mm-hmm. But before we get into today's episode, we want to say thank you, Iconics, for being here and for supporting us. If you'd like to support us even further and have access to our Google Docs full of episode notes, important links, and pictures, you can do that by donating monthly to our Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingbtspodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out bi-weekly episodes. Any type of support is super appreciated. Thank you guys for listening and for being here.
Yeah, thanks so much. Our charity of the month for the month of May is the Love Myself campaign to end violence. As we discussed last week, this campaign was recently renewed, and we want to support BTS and also support this wonderful cause that goes towards ending violence towards children and young people around the world. So please join us this month in going to endviolence.unicef.or.kr to donate.
Yes. All right. So let's go ahead and get into this episode. Just some general information. The Butter logo trailer was our introduction to Butter. This was streamed live on April 26, 2021 on Bangtan TV. And we talked about this shortly in our last episode at the beginning, just talking about this animated block of butter melting on a frying pan over the span of an hour, melting into this heart-formed shape, and then just pushing off to the side.
Yeah, just sliding right off screen. And then the words butter coming up.
Yeah. That had never been done before in terms of a comeback.
Yeah.
That was the first time we ever had a live stream where it was just an hour long of this anticipation for what's to come and what this means.
Yeah.
And it was their introduction, their announcement of Butter and what was to come.
And BTS have done like countdowns before. I mean, right now I'm thinking about like even Yoongi's countdown to D2, right? They've done kind of cryptic countdowns or whatever, but they've never done like this live stream out of the blue. So that was definitely unprecedented for them.
Yeah, but it became the official announcement of their Butter comeback, which is their new fully English single. And it's going to be released on May 21st.
Maybe the day that you're listening to this episode.
Yes.
So this promotional schedule dropped on April 28th. And I'm just going to kind of speak generally about this schedule. Obviously, it has the Butter logo and like the pat of butter. And then it tells us that we're getting all of these concept clips as well as teaser photos. We ended up getting group teaser photos and individual teaser photos.
A blessing.
A blessing, truly. Coming out every day or every couple of days throughout the month of May leading up to this single release.
Yeah, it really raises the anticipation. And we've gotten concept maps before. Gotten that before. But seeing these little sticks of butter and basically having almost every day or every other day or something every week of new content to promote this new single was really piquing my interest and keeping me here. And now I'm just like dying for it.
Yes.
So I really thought it was clever how they went about doing this.
I agree totally. Shortly after this Butter schedule came out, Billboard announced nominations for the 2021 Billboard Music Awards, in which BTS are nominated for Top Duo / Group, again, Top Song Sales Artist, Top Selling Song, and Top Social Artist again.
A couple new categories.
Yeah, new categories. Very awesome.
Top Duo Group is the biggest one, though, but Top Song Sales Artist and the Top Selling Songs, that's new. At least to my knowledge.
Yeah, I think so. And last year they won the Top Duo Group and Top Social Artist. They've been winning Top Social Artist for years. So I'm confident in these two new categories and I'm excited to see, you know, what will happen there.
That's going
to
play out.
For sure.
And that's May 23rd.
Yeah. And
shortly after Butter.
Shortly after Butter comes out. So then the first time that they're actually performing Butter live on stage is for Billboard.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
They got to keep up the tradition. Fake Love was their first Billboard
American comeback stage.
Yeah. So basically our first live performance of Butter will be at Billboard.
For
which
sure.
Historically is what they've done for the past 3 or so years.
Yeah. Awesome. So cool that they get to do it again this year.
Yeah. Got to keep it going.
Yeah.
Got to keep the tradition going. So I just want to talk about some of our original theories on the title of Butter because I felt that the title itself was clever and cute, especially going into summer now. And just having that sizzling stick of butter on the pan, really just I'm like, okay, summertime. That's really what it's making me think of.
Yeah.
But I just also kind of thought of, and a lot of other people were thinking about, Yummy, Justin Bieber's Yummy, and how Butter sounds somewhat similar to that.
It's like a one word related to like food in some way.
And this is their second fully English song, but this is their first English song that's being released with this new partnership with Ithaca Holdings.
Mm-hmm.
So again, unprecedented. This comeback just seems different.
Yeah. It's different just because it is like post this kind of merge with Hybe and Ithaca.
Mm-hmm.
And so we think about the potential and the resources that BTS have to work with as far as like American songwriters that they can work with in writing these lyrics in English so that they can write their own lyrics and also, you know, translate them into English in a way that works well in English lyrics and English songwriting, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's where my mind goes when I think about this, you know, them with Ithaca Holdings.
Mm-hmm. Just having more resources, more reliable resources, and just having this partnership with Ithaca Holdings is going to open up the door to so many other different opportunities in terms of writing English lyrics, but also keeping the members really involved in the songwriting process,
yeah.
I would hope.
Yeah, for sure. I was interested to find out that U.S. Army could pre-order the MP3 as well as vinyl records and cassette tapes for Butter. And so we actually both ended up doing this. You ordered the vinyl record and I ordered the cassette tape. I'm very excited to listen to it on both. I don't have a boombox or anything anymore, but I'm definitely going to find something that I can play this cassette tape on.
Yeah.
And you have a record player, so
mm-hmm.
it works out.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just so cool because we did not have to buy these products from Korea and pay overseas shipping and wait like weeks and weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Like these were products that we're buying from the United States somewhere and mm-hmm. we just paid standard shipping. And so that, again, just unprecedented for U.S. armies to be able to experience buying BTS products in this way,
mm-hmm.
supporting them in this way, and like having like that immediate thing where I know I'm not going to wait 8 weeks after it comes out for it to get to me or something.
Exactly.
Or I'm not paying $30 in shipping.
Where you forget about it and then you're like, oh, wait, hold up. I missed a package in the mail and I have to go to the post office.
Yeah.
This happened to me one time where I didn't even know. It had so much time had lapsed that I forgot that I got stuff with my Army membership and I had to go to the post office and pick it up. So much time had lapsed that I had totally forgotten about it. So when I saw this link to go and buy the MP3s and the vinyl and cassette were there as well, I was expecting it to be sold out already.
For
because
sure.
It goes so fast, but it was for U.S. Armies only. And I really felt that that contributed to me being able to get one. It wasn't fully sold out. And I also, you can buy 4 copies of the MP3, which if you can, you should. Because at the bottom of your purchase, there's a statement that says all U.S. sales will count towards the USA SoundScan and Billboard.
Ooh.
I had never seen a statement like this at the bottom of any kind of sales, at least that I've seen. So to me, this is really showing what BTS and Big Hit's goals are for Butter in terms of the American music market.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Just to give that little bit of incentive to Army, hey, if you pre-purchase these MP3s, they will be tracked. You don't have to wait for the song to come out. You can already be working on getting the song a really great head start, basically, mm-hmm. for when it's released.
Yeah.
So definitely. We tweeted out the link. We should link it in the doc also.
It is linked in the doc.
Okay, it's linked in the doc. And so if you have not purchased MP3s ahead of time, or if you want to try to get your hands on a record or a cassette tape, then mm-hmm. follow that link.
Yeah.
I want to talk about, I just saw like hashtag smooth like butter going around. You know, I think BTS or Big Hit themselves have also
That's
used
how
this
they've
hashtag.
Been promoting it. Yeah.
They've been promoting it. And so people have been talking about it. And obviously, just because BTS have paid homage to Michael Jackson in the past, people make the connection between Smooth Like Butter and Smooth Criminal.
Mm-hmm.
So people are like, ooh, Smooth Criminal was a single, Butter is a single, mm-hmm. Smooth Like Butter. You know, BTS obviously paid homage to Michael Jackson in their first English single, Dynamite, both like in stage styles. I remember talking about that stage that was like a tunnel with all the lights and it was just like one of Michael Jackson's photo shoots.
Mm-hmm.
And they designed it after that. And then of course, a lot of the dance moves in Dynamite were also modeled after Michael Jackson's iconic dance moves. So a lot of people are swirling theories about there being some sort of more homage to Michael Jackson in this song as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm not really sold on it. I feel like it could be a little bit coincidental, but it wouldn't be the first time that BTS, you know, did pay homage.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if it is.
Yeah.
So before we move on to the butter card, one last thing I want to talk about in terms of butter just being the title. So Eric Nam was actually on a podcast, I believe, last year called Sound Exploder. And in his episode, Love, Die Young, he mentions the term butter. And he explains the South Korean slang term butter and how it's used to describe something that's very American. So I'm curious to see what BTS lyrics and meaning have in store for their fully English song, Butter.
This is my favorite theory.
Yeah.
This, because also knowing that BTS have a relationship with Eric Nam to some extent, and just learning about this slang term, because the big debate around BTS making a fully English single is, are they being authentic? Are they being too westernized? Are they being too American? Are they being...
Because we're coming from, well, Life Goes On, but really Dynamite.
Yeah, coming from Dynamite.
Mm-hmm.
Are they being butter? You know, I could see them facing backlash, like in Korea, being called butter for putting out a second fully English song. And this gives me hope that this song will have some sort of like... satirical kind of thing, you know, multifaceted, and also gives me hope that BTS had their hands in writing these lyrics, unlike they did with Dynamite.
Yeah.
Because we always see BTS have, you know, multifaceted meanings to their songs. And I feel like this concept of butter being a slang term for too American as they're putting out a fully English song, wow, that could be such a compelling theme to talk about.
Of course, yeah. I really hope that there's a satire component to it, that with this, we get some form of exaggerated American, whether it's in visuals or, I mean, we'll get into it as we go on, but I'm already starting to see some American influence in just the concepts that we've seen so far from Butter.
Yeah.
I really hope that there is some sort of satire. I think of Idol.
Yes.
And how Idol had a lot of satire to it. So I'm hoping for it.
Yeah.
I am, because as much as I love and adore Dynamite, I hope Butter brings something different.
Me too. And I think this hint is kind of here. Like I'm clinging on to this because I'm really hopeful that this is the direction it's going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So Butter Card has also been a huge component to their promotional schedule. It became available on April 30th. So every day at 10 a.m. Eastern Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, ARMY's names were randomly selected and then would appear on the official BTS Butter website. Yeah, when you created this Butter Card, you could just write your name, where you were from, and then twice a day they would change this over to show different randomly selected ARMYs to be on their website, which I thought was so neat. This has never been done
interactive.
Before. Yeah, very interactive. So when I found this, I was just scrolling through Twitter and all of a sudden I just start seeing all these butter sticks everywhere. And all of them said all sorts of random things like Hobie Sunshine or Amy... New York, or something like that.
Like, what is this?
I'm like, what is this? Yeah, but I just saw it all over. And with the Butter logo trailer, we started to see a little bit of that pop art influence. You could see the comic dot structure on, you know, the side.
In the shading.
Yeah, in the shading. And so seeing all of this repeated butter sticks really made me think of pop art.
Mm-hmm.
So now that we're seeing that this butter logo and this butter card art is this pop art style, it really made me go down the rabbit hole of pop art.
Yes.
And just what that could pop, like the connections with this comeback and what it could mean for butter.
Yeah.
So just a little background because I got into it.
Love it.
Pop art started in the late 1950s and it was an art movement looking at the relationship of popular culture and the visual arts. Traditionally starting as American and UK art and known for its themes of featuring celebrities, common consumer products, and mass media. Products like butter really just got me thinking, okay, I love this definition of popular culture mixed with the visual arts because I feel that's a part of K-pop that a lot of people don't quite understand.
Yeah.
A lot of the artists are beautiful and the music videos are so aesthetic. And just the way that the The props used in the music videos and the stylization of the music videos and the wardrobe. It's just this visually pleasing aesthetic piece.
And a lot of the time it's meant to all be consumed together.
Exactly.
The music, the video, the visuals all at once as a mm-hmm. whole unit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But seeing that it's this American art starting in the 1950s mm-hmm. and seeing these sticks of butter makes me curious about the American influence or what American themes we might get with butter.
Yeah. Yeah. And when you mentioned this to me, I was like, oh my gosh, duh, I can't believe I hadn't noticed it or like placed my finger on what is this art style.
Yeah.
But I was like, yes, 100%, this is pop art. And then just like a day later, I happened to come across this link to this Weavers article that Big Hit had posted on Weavers, like literally way, way back, like a few months ago.
Yeah.
Okay, not recently.
Mm-hmm.
And they talked about the Andy Warhol pop art exhibit. It's called the Beginning Soul Exhibit that opened in Seoul on February 26th of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's a quote from the article that just interested me. Entering the exhibit, the sudden change in surroundings is complemented by deep music, giving the impression of entering a party, a clever nod to Warhol's factory where he routinely hosted parties. And this is so interesting because one of our first initial theories, just from seeing the first concept photo, which we'll talk about here in a second,
mm-hmm.
was party. Like, this looks like a party has happened. And a lot of people are talking about this kind of party concept. And
mm-hmm.
that goes along with this Andy Warhol pop art mm-hmm. style, especially
yeah.
even at this art exhibit that mm-hmm. they are hosting his art at.
Mm-hmm.
They also said that there's a, quote, strong contrast between interior lighting and intense colors in the artwork. Everybody like is very used to seeing a really bright color in pop art contrasted by like a dark color.
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of looking for themes of that throughout these concept photos and potentially in the music video as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last thing that kind of piqued my interest was, quote, with photo zones scattered among the artwork, Warhol's world will comfortably remain in both visitors' photos and minds as more than just memories of what they saw, but of what they experienced, telling me that this art style is meant to be an experience. It's not mm-hmm. just you take a picture, you saw it, you're done, but mm-hmm. you are fully consumed by it in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Which we're mentioning it here, but this really makes me think of the concept clips that we're about to get
yeah.
into.
Yeah, mm-hmm. definitely.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get into the teaser photo and these concept clips. So for the first tease of Butter, we got the Butter teaser poster, and that was on May 1st. And this was this disjointed map, kind of
yeah.
seven different pictures. And of course, when we see seven, we think, oh, each one is each member. So all of ARMYs were trying to think of what item in these photos belongs to what member.
Mm-hmm.
So we got one with this confetti that on the ground, now we know is this drawing of it popping. A lot of people thought it was I, including other people, thought that this pole that in the background was this IV line.
Right.
But we come to find out that it's a lamp.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the glass, the gummies, the lollipop, the bread with the butter on it, balloons with smiley faces, and then the camera with the film. And all of it has this, it looks murder mystery. Like you're trying to
yeah.
put the pieces together.
It looks like brainstorming. It looks mm-hmm. like a mind map, especially with like the arrows and it like all different. It looks like they're kind of taped into place. So it's definitely like maybe the beginning of the concept coming mm-hmm. together or, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But really, there's not much to go off of. There's arrows pointing. I still don't know what these arrows mean, even knowing that we have the concept clips
right.
now. But some things are circled. Some are boxed. Some have arrows pointing from one photo to the other.
Mm-hmm.
But man, there were so many theories going around. A lot of people were really starting to think HYYH, which
course.
Everyone immediately goes to HYYH.
Oh, we always do.
Yeah.
We always do. So the concept clips came next. So let's talk about the concept clips.
Mm-hmm.
And these were released in units. We had a Jungkook and an RM concept clip posted on May 3rd. And then Jin and Suga's concept clips came the next day on the 4th. And then lastly, J-Hope, Jimin, and Taeyang's concept clips came out on the 5th of May. Mm-hmm. So all of these have, you know, similar style and lighting, although they have slightly different music playing. There's kind of blue and pink party lights in this dimly lit kind of dark room with white blank walls. And it's, you know, just kind of showing all of the members. They're kind of all in suits or, you know, dressed up a bit at the very least.
Yeah, they look nice.
They look very nice. Mm-hmm. And we kind of thought maybe a little bit dope here, just seeing them in suits and just looking really nice made us think about that music video.
Mm-hmm. So each of the concept clips had their own music in it with each release. So on the first release, some armies were super clever and decided to Shazam the music that's playing in these concept
Brilliant.
Clips. So with the first release with Jungkook and RM, they found out that the song playing in the background is 2020 by I Am Daylight, which was released in 2020.
Yeah.
So just some background on I Am Daylight. I Am Daylight is an alternative, ambient, and experimental sound designer, best known for his warm and emotional piano melodies and his ability to blend acoustic sounds with new age sound design. I Am Daylight can write music in any mood or genre, from the darkest to the brightest.
I think that's a little self-promo. That's their bio on their royalty-free website.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they can write music for any mood
I'm
or genre.
Sure. Yeah. But what we found interesting when we were looking up I Am Daylight, the song 2020, which is in this concept clip, is on his Angry Hip Hop Vibes album playlist. So yeah, royalty-free. But this fact that it's on this Angry Hip Hop Vibe gives me hope that maybe Butter is going to deliver some sort of genre that is along the lines of Angry Hip Hop, because old school BTS.
Well, even just what is so BTS, like even just on is can
That's
be
true.
Angry Hip Hop
vibes. I can't
even
say old school, but just like literally the
BTS.
Bread and butter of BTS.
Exactly. The bread and butter. The butter, no pun intended. The bread is the vocal line. The butter is the rap line, smoothing all over it.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm on the same page. I totally, I think when I saw that, I was like,
I got really excited with that.
I hope that this song has it.
Because everyone's trying to figure out what these songs mean, why they pick these songs. So
why
I'm
would
hoping.
They have it if it, you know, if this isn't like a hint to the song itself, then what is the significance of this song specifically being chosen, this random like royalty free song? So the Angry Hip Hop Vibes makes us think we'll have some of that. For sure. The second release, that was Jin and Suga's promo clips, was called No Such Thing as Bad Press by Bunker Buster, and this was released this year. So Bunker Buster is a Tel Aviv-based guitarist, composer, and beat maker, also producer, who draws influence from Middle Eastern and electronic music. He says that his unique production style keeps listeners on edge both musically and geographically. And what was interesting to us was on his account, this song, No Such Thing as Bad Press, was on a groovy indie funk album playlist, which we also feel like is totally along the lines of BTS's sound. Like, Dynamite was super groovy.
Yeah.
I mean, Disease, Telepathy.
Well, like, even with the promotions that we've gotten with Butter so far, you see that we see the pop art influence here, but that also with the Butter lettering and just the font. On that B, we see this like little bit of shine, and the font looks retro.
And
especially coming from Dynamite as well, I would suspect that there's going to be some sort of groovy funk involved.
It would make sense just thinking as far as American singles or fully English songs goes, thinking about building their fully English discography starting at Dynamite, going into another song that has some sort of funk and retro element totally makes sense. Like, it tracks between the two, you know? Yeah.
Definitely. So lastly, with the third release with J-Hope, Jimin, and Taeyang, in their videos, the song in the background is Visalis Peruviana by Art Against Agony, which was also released in 2020. And this song is actually one collective piece. It's not individual songs. There's a lot of different sounds within, but it's one consecutive track that has all of them involved. There really isn't much on Art Against Agony, but what we did find is that they're an instrumental progressive jazz metal formation founded in 2011 in Stuttgart, Germany. And this music really just reminded us of art and just like what you would hear at an art exhibit. When I heard this music and seeing all three of those members just jiving around, you know, our dance line, except for Jungkook. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like three members of the dance line just jiving to this music. It really gave me feelings of when I went to this one art museum in Venice, Italy, when I was visiting. I was taken there because there was music playing like that while you were going and looking at the art.
This is such an interesting connection to me. Like now looking back at the three different songs that were chosen for these concept clips, because one of our debates that we had was, are these like parts of, you know, are these sampled in Butter? And I think no. I think both of us ended up saying, no, these are just songs that were chosen for these concept clips exclusively.
They wouldn't tease it that much.
No.
They would not tease it that much with these concept clips.
They've never done that either. No. Like they tease it during the teaser trailer, but these aren't teaser trailers. These are just concept clips. Mm-hmm. So if they're hinting towards the concept of the song, now we're thinking, okay, so we have this angry hip hop vibe. We have this funky retro vibe. And then we have this like art museum, like art exhibit kind of music.
Strong bass boosting.
Yeah.
And just the bass itself. Yeah.
Yeah. This really excites me. And I really hope that these elements are brought in by BTS, because the first two are already like BTS's music and music that we have heard from them before. Mm-hmm. So it really excites me as to like how authentic this song could be.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And BTS is not genre specific. They really aren't. They've done so many different genres at this point. I wouldn't be surprised if with Butter that all three of these songs and these concept clips hint at the different genres that appear in the song.
Yeah.
So I really hope that there's rap verses in Butter. I really freaking hope that there's rap verses in Butter and we get that angry hip hop vibe. I also hope that there's that retro indie funk. We're seeing that with the Butter concept.
They do so well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then also with these concept clips, that aesthetically and in their song, it's going to bring this very artistic vibe, this artistic feel.
Yeah. I mean, even so, even with that kind of art exhibit music that you feel, it also feels like a party. So it brings in that kind of vibe as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But some other theories we thought about was, Are they artists that they've worked with for Butter, these producers and songwriters? Another thing that I really thought of was the instrumentation used in each song, because all three of these songs are very stripped down.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot going on. One to three instruments that are being used in the song. Very, very stripped down. So maybe each song is representing some sort of different instrumentation that takes place in Butter. I don't know.
Yeah.
But these are just, it's interesting, these song choices. That was what was intriguing for us. That seemed different.
And I really don't feel crazy about like drawing these connections and developing these theories, because these are concept clips. So like I really feel strongly that they should hint towards a concept, you know.
Yeah. So maybe they just use some royalty free music for the
maybe
concept
it's as
clips.
Random as that, but to use like, I mean, they're so different.
Yeah.
I feel like each song is so different and stands out from each other. So I think there has to be something there.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Well, we'll find out.
Yeah. Okay. So in the concept clips, what we got with the very first teaser map photo that we got, we see those items used by each of the members. So for Jungkook's concept clip, he had the toast and the heart butter. Namjoon had the party popper and the lamp. Jin had balloons. Suga had the camera. J-Hope had a yellow lollipop. Jimin had the soda bottle. And Taeyang had the gummy candy. But he also had a photo strip.
Mm-hmm. which we saw a couple times. Mm-hmm. So first off, we want to say we don't think that Butter is going to be an extension of the BTS universe at all. Mm-mm. I think with the very first concept photo that came out, like you said earlier, everybody was like, HYYH. I mean, I was. I said it on the episode. You know, I was like, oh, what does this connect to? But I really don't think that it connects to the universe at all. So we're thinking about BTS interacting with these items independently from previous storylines. So what I really latched onto was like in development from your kind of, this sounds like an art exhibit music.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, these concept clips are like a live art exhibition of each member in their own art gallery space. There's bright lighting flashing on them, different color, like blue, pink, a blank white wall, which is very art gallery. And then this music that's blasting and, you know, contributing to the mood of the clip.
Yeah.
All of those definitely make me think of a art exhibition. The shadows also, there's high contrast shadows repeated behind them in the onto the wall, which makes you think of pop art again. Repetition is a huge theme in pop art.
All of those butter sticks.
All of those
butter
sticks.
You think of Andy Warhol's Campbell's Soup, you know, just the repetition of the Campbell's Soup. Now we've got their shadows behind them and these concept clips repeating themselves.
With the contrast between the bright lights and the very dark black shadow. Mm-hmm. So again, calling that back.
And Weaver's posting about this art exhibit, this Warhol art exhibit that's happening in Seoul.
Right. Tell me that's not a huge hint.
When you tell me... Okay, so I was like, oh, this song really takes me back to this art museum that I went to. I felt like I heard something like this while I was looking at this art museum. Like, oh my gosh. In these concept clips, they look like they are art using these props like J-Hope's lollipop.
Yeah.
But I could, once you said that, I could envision myself walking through an art exhibition and seeing J-Hope just standing there with a lollipop doing what would look like a photo shoot, but really is just... there, you know,
interacting,
for me to be looking
performing.
At as a form of art.
Yeah, 100%.
Mind-blowing.
Like these, so like ultimately I feel like these things, the balloons, the everything, they don't have significance beyond being props for BTS to use as, you know, the props throughout their concept clips are either used or destroyed by the members as their exhibition takes place. It's like they're interacting with them, they're putting on a performance and they're using them up in some way. So we see, for example, the butter is spread, the confetti is popped, the balloons are let go of, the film is torn out of the camera, the yellow lollipop shatters on the floor, the soda is poured out, and the gummy candy is spilled all over the place. So it's, you know, kind of takes us through the process of this art exhibit from start to finish of them using them, you know, to show their story or whatever show they're putting on, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Well, really just going back to it being a prop, something for them to use and to model with, basically, for this exhibit. It really looks like an exhibit with the dim light and the white walls behind
and the music.
Them.
It doesn't
the
just
music,
seem like a photo shoot. It really feels like a live art exhibit that you could just be wandering through.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And we've never seen anything like that before. These concept clips have been totally new for us. I've enjoyed getting every single one of them for every single member. What I particularly loved about these concept clips too is that in each of the members' shots and their videos, you got to see their charisma and their individual charm and personality
Definitely.
Showing through.
Yeah.
Especially with Jen and Jungkook, where it's just more cute mm-hmm. and silly and somewhat awkward. J-Hope just absolutely killing it, how he was gripping his collar and shrugging his shoulders, alternating his shoulders up and down. He looked so smooth and sexy. The blonde hair.
You're so wrecked by J-Hope
right now. I'm entirely wrecked by him.
Yeah. I love it.
I can't even say wrecked. I'm fully biased J-Hope at this point.
Just destroyed in every moment. Yeah. Oh, man. But I really feel like we... you know, came to some epiphanies mm-hmm. with, you know, going through those concept clips. The music, the props and everything that they're using really excites me for the themes that we're going to see visually for this song.
Me too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what we're going to hear.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and get into these group teaser photos. The first group teaser photo was released on May 9th. And in this one, we got all of BTS standing together in these stunning suits. Oh,
looking
man.
Looking fine as hell.
They look incredibly fine. And they're standing in what kind of looks like an elevator. We see the bottom half of this wall and the floor is red. And the upper half is like this wood paneling.
Mm-hmm.
They're standing there just looking intimidating as shit. Just so intimidating, unapproachable. Every single
Each
one of them.
Each of them staring the camera down.
Yeah.
Each like, of them posed slightly differently, but staring the fucking camera down.
Can you imagine, like, you just pressed to get in the elevator, and this is what opens up, and you see these seven hot-ass men staring you down like that? I would not get in.
I think I would turn around.
I would run away and...
I'd take the stairs.
Yeah. Fully give up. Yeah. Retreat.
But that photo was like really our first glimpse of them when that concept photo came out. It was
and the
like,
style and what and they're the going to be looking like in the video, the music video.
Yeah,
we've got J-Hope with his blonde hair, forehead showing.
Jungkook purple hair with the hair pulled back in a ponytail.
We have Pink Jun again.
Incredible.
Yeah.
The best.
Yeah.
And Jimin has like these rainbow streaks in his hair, which are just amazing. Everybody, like, I just cannot wait to see his hair down, you know, because it's pulled back right now. You can really see it all slicked back. I want to see it.
Like, I suspect that for Butter, I'm going to be wrecked the most by Jimin.
Oh, yeah.
Jimin or Jungkook? I really don't know. Or Jin.
Oh, my God. I'm so scared of Jin right now.
Jin is full forehead out. And then he's also in this white shirt that's revealing a lot of his neck and collarbone and chest, which in the first group teaser photo, we don't see too much chest, but we see some. But he looks so intimidating.
Look at his neck. Look at his throat.
The handsomeness level is out of this world.
Yeah. I don't understand. He really wrecks in every single one of these concept pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in these pictures, we saw that there's these elevator buttons that are reminiscent of the BTS. Well, they're not even reminiscent. They really are the BTS and ARMY symbols.
Yeah, like they made the open and close buttons like the BTS and the ARMY symbol.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But also with this elevator concept that we're seeing, it makes us think of Dope again. Because of Dope going higher in this elevator, moving up to the top. That's really what I'm kind of suspecting that they're symbolizing with this elevator that we're seeing. I don't know if it is an elevator, but it looks like an elevator.
It seems, I mean,
it's
even
so simplistic.
Once we get to Jimin's pictures too, it looks even more like an elevator. And we can very, very clearly see the buttons and like the elevator doors. But like this concept of them being an elevator, and the last time we saw them in an elevator was in Dope.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what's intriguing is that Dope was really one of those songs that launched BTS's widespread popularity in Korea. Like they were kind of known, but like after Dope, everybody knew Dope.
Yeah.
Everyone knew Dope. It really launched their success and popularity. So, you know, just intriguing again, thinking, oh, is Butter really gonna make BTS like a household name in the United States, just like it Dope did for them in Korea?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we came in during their concert for Wings, but my first video that I ever saw was Dope.
And that's the first video that you showed me.
That's how I got snatched.
Same.
How I got caught up in it.
Yeah.
And went down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never looked back.
No.
Okay.
I'm so grateful.
Me too. So let's talk about the second group teaser photo that came out on May 16th. And this was just another look at them. In this photo, instead of standing in an elevator, they're... four of them are sitting in director's chairs and the other three are standing behind them. They still look fine as fuck.
Intimidating.
Oh my God.
Unapproachable.
Seriously. But who steals the show? It is 100% Jin.
Please tell me it's fucking Jin. God. I was like, if you don't say Jin.
Oh my God. He's the only thing I can look at. He is a fucking model.
We were together when this dropped during research. Yeah. I really thought it was going to come out the next day because in the little concept map that we had, it gave you Eastern Standard Time and Korean Standard Time, which was two different dates.
Mm-hmm.
was totally wrong. We were surprised by this being dropped. But the second I opened up this photo, I immediately zoomed in on Jen's chest.
Oh my God.
I just couldn't believe it. He's got like one finger on his cheek. Like he's looking, contemplating, inspecting. Mm-hmm.
His lips are
also
parted. He's the only member with his lips parted. And it looks so much more seductive.
Full forehead. And then not only is his top slightly unbuttoned on top, he has his sunglasses resting on, like, in the seams of his buttons there. So it's pulling down on his shirt even more. He looks marvelous.
I'm just, like, still just, like, blown away. Like, Jimin is right next to him on the right, and Taeyang is to the left of him. Our two first biases.
Yeah.
And we can't even look because Jin is just so distracting.
The visuals.
Wow.
Here.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, all of them look incredible.
But
in this
Jin
picture.
Really does steal a lot of the show, but they all really look fantastic.
Yeah. And again, we get a very high contrast photo here where we can see their shadows. These photo style also remind me a little bit of Polaroid pictures.
Because of the flash. There's an evident flash on them.
Yeah, definitely. So let's talk about individual teaser photos. Let's talk about Jungkook first. So the first one that we got from him was like from the elevator. And this is just a very seductive, almost like stare right at the camera, you know, side angle, super handsome. And of course, he has that purple hair. What really gets me is he has a few bangs that are just falling forward over his face. Handsome. Super handsome.
Jawline. These power poses that they're doing in this doorway, which I swear to God, if this is not an elevator, then we really are clowns. But it looks like an elevator. But once we went back, we were like, okay, we should maybe go watch Dope since we're thinking about this elevator concept. Yeah. And when we went back to Dope, Jungkook comes in during the first part of that song after Namjoon introduces us. And he has purple hair.
Fucking purple hair.
When was the last time Jungkook had purple hair?
Dope.
And now
he has purple hair for this fucking concept.
And he's in a suit.
Oh, this connection, like, I'm like, this is crazy to me.
Mind blowing.
Everything means everything with BTS, you know?
Everything's profound.
Yeah. The second Jungkook individual photo stands out to me because he's wearing leather.
Leather.
He has a leather vest on. He has, it looks like leather shorts on, which is very old school BTS.
Long shorts, though. They look a little bit longer.
Yeah. Like,
it's
like
hard to tell
because
he's sitting.
Yeah.
But leather shorts.
But he's just chilling, eating a bowl of buttered popcorn. Yeah.
In a retro chair. I have chairs like this because when I was going through my Beatles 60s, like, little vibe that I was going through.
A wingback chair, right?
I have two chairs just like this.
Yeah.
Like that exact style.
I love that style.
So then for RM, who was released on the same day as Jungkook, in his first shot, we see him again in the doorway of this elevator.
The elevator door is like half open, right? And he's kind of like peeking between them.
I would hope.
Yeah. I mean, what else?
Yeah. I keep thinking it's a doorway, but you're right. It might be. Yeah, they're like holding the door open.
Oh, fuck. That just changed Jungkook.
Why did you just say that?
Oh, that changed Jungkook's photo so much because he's like literally holding the door open.
Are they holding this elevator door open for us? Shit.
Yes. Oh, God.
No. Why does that make it hotter?
That makes it so much better.
Anyway, so I guess Namjoon is holding these elevator doors open for us with both of his forearms, and he's got his hands covering his face.
His a little bit coy.
His dragon eyes.
Oh, yeah.
It's a sexy look. It really is.
Very sexy.
But so for his second shot,
mm-mm.
Kayla.
Listen.
How are you living? How are you breathing after this?
I'm not. I'm scared that he's going to like perform in this outfit or that this outfit is going to be in the music video because I don't know that I'll survive. Because in the second concept photo, he's wearing like a white long sleeve shirt, whatever. Black shorts. Underneath the black shorts, there's like this, I don't know, kind of sheer, as if it were a petticoat, but shorts and not with a skirt or a dress. And they're just slightly longer than the black shorts. So it's just peeking out and just full legs. full legs. And with these like thick black boots too. Mm-hmm. Like I want him to step on me.
His thighs and calves, man. Yeah. Why can you see so much of that?
I'm scared.
But also his hair is fully back. So his forehead is fully revealed. And then it looks like he's got a sucker in his mouth too.
Damn, he looks so hot.
He looks incredibly hot.
I don't know, like a reimagined greaser or something. Yeah. Like
a reimagined greaser.
Like a modern greaser.
Hell yeah.
2021 greaser.
Hell yeah.
Like androgynous because of these like frilly sheer white like things under his shorts, but still masculine with these thighs and the boots. Mm-hmm. And yeah, damn. Mm-hmm. Damn. Oh fuck. Jin. So this is like where we really freaked out because Jin is clearly holding open the elevator door for us. Yeah. Like, come on, come up to my room. He's just kind of looking back over his shoulder in his first concept photo, looking flawless, stunning, perfect jawline, that sideburn, the full forehead. And he's also kind of just, again, pressing that elevator door open.
Why is it so much hotter knowing that this is an elevator door and he's holding it for you? Like, if they're holding it for you, you got to get in.
You have to.
And how do you get in with that?
Damn. At least it's just one in this case and not all seven of them.
I wouldn't be able to talk or function at all. He looks incredible. The full forehead. His lips are beautiful. These power poses are just really making me weak in the knees.
Yeah.
So for his second shot, we have Jen sitting in this very retro-styled chair where it's lower to the ground, it's leaned back, it's this mustard yellow. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the look at the walls painted behind him are a mustard yellow, but that butter yellow as well. But for him, he's got this gorgeous brown hair that is much more lightly tousled. We no longer have the forehead showing.
Yeah.
And you see a little bit of his mullet back to the backside.
I love the mini mullet.
I do too. So fine. I love the mini mullet. Mm-hmm. It's classy and mature looking to an extent.
I don't know how
else to say it. But he has an earring in. Since the beginning of this podcast, I have talked about how much Jin and an earring wrecks me. I'm going to be destroyed by Jin and Jimin. I think those two, and Jungkook, all of them. What am I talking about?
Yeah. Every single one.
But Jin looks phenomenal. But I love the angle of the shot that we get of him in the chair because it's taken from this lower angle where his foot and how he has his legs crossed, the foot is in the forefront of the shot and Jen's face is in the farthest back of the shot.
Yeah, the interesting perspective to it. What's interesting to me about his outfit is like he's wearing like a simple black t-shirt, a very masculine article of clothing, like black, you know, black jeans, whatever. But then underneath the black t-shirt, he also has like this long sleeve sheer white shirt that has like this frilly collar that pokes up and goes around his neck. So it's like, again, like bringing in a little bit to me of like traditional femininity into this outfit style.
This black and the leather especially that we're getting has that more masculine vibe. But then we see this feminine element, this elegant element that's added to their wardrobe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just really enjoy the dichotomy of the two in these concept photos.
Me too. So for Yoongi, we have him again doing this power pose, holding the doors of an elevator is what we're really going with at this point. He looks stunning. His hair is down. I really thought that he had green highlights, but when this teaser photo is released, it's very evident that he just has dark brown hair.
Mm-hmm.
But he just looks stunning. He looks absolutely gorgeous. I think that... you know, with his second photo, we get a little bit more
of the edge
from him, a little bit more of that edge. Mm-hmm. So he's sitting in a retro chair as well. And in the background, we actually see this table with like a rotary phone sitting on it and an older lamp. Yeah. So for me, it's between 50s and 70s, 60s feel.
Yeah. You know? Dating so us back really to that time.
There is a retro feel still here with Butter. But he's holding onto a coffee mug. But for his wardrobe, he's got this leather vest, but it's very square cut.
Mm-hmm.
It looks a little bit looser. It's not very tight. And then again, this much more elegant white puffier shirt underneath that really softens the look. But then he's got these fat leather boots on.
Mm-hmm. And leather pants.
And leather pants.
Yeah.
How did I miss the leather pants?
These
just leather.
These
we're getting a lot of the black leather.
Second concept photos with all the leather. It's very much, or and all of like the contrast between the black and the white. It's very runway to me. Like, I'm like, what designer is this? Like, is this Louis Vuitton since they just became Louis Vuitton ambassadors, or, you know, is that related at all, or who mm-hmm. is this? Because these look very high fashion to me.
It does look high fashion.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They look fine as hell though.
Yeah.
So for Tae Young, getting into his concept photos, we get one of him standing like in the barely open doorway of the elevator, and he's actually not making eye contact, not looking at the camera in this photo. But we do get his full forehead, which is always a blessing from Tae Young, a rarity. But ever since Dynamite, he has been showing us that forehead, and we are so grateful.
We spoke it into existence with our Finally Forehead episode.
Because there was no forehead anywhere.
We were like,
there's
no Tae Young forehead, and then Dynamite.
Yeah. He looks incredible in this orange suit also. It just looks fantastic on him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But his second concept photo, like...
I did not expect the second concept photo from Tae Young. Very different from everyone else's.
It's super different in just that he's not wearing any black.
Yeah.
You know, he's wearing a vest.
Tons of accessories.
Tons of accessories, like a white tanked shirt, but it looks, you know, kind of like expensive linen material. He has like a sheer ruffled collar shirt underneath that. And he's just dripping in accessories. He has a hat. He has glasses that have like some sort of adornment on the top of them. He has mm-hmm. some earrings. He has multiple necklaces. One of them is dangling out of his mouth.
Yeah.
He looks so handsome.
He looks extremely handsome. But
he looks like a model.
Yeah. They all look like models. Every single shot that we've gotten so far with these concept photos, definitely. The glasses, the hat, and the necklace really remind me of Airplane Part 2.
Mm-hmm.
Tae Young in Airplane Part 2. A lot of ARMYs made that connection. It's very similar. But the audacity of him to put this necklace clenched between his teeth. Who are you?
Rude.
Kim Tae Young.
Very much his style. So yeah. much. Yeah.
Okay. For Jimin, I just have to say, I'm obsessed with this rainbow hair. I think this is the best look he's had. And he has had...
Ever? This is your favorite?
I mean, the music video hasn't even been released, but this is probably my favorite Jimin look ever.
It's a great look.
It fits him so well, but we also have this edginess to him.
Damn.
And I just love edgy Jimin. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah. He does it so well.
He's so beautiful and elegant, and he really fits the soft concept. But when we get that little bit of edge from him, it just... I can't handle it.
I feel like it's who he is, you know?
So for his first concept photo, we have him inside the elevator and we get to see those buttons on the side with the ARMY symbols. But he's wearing sunglasses and we have that full forehead out.
Damn.
And his hair is slicked back so that you really get to see that rainbow streak that he has mm-hmm. in his hair, those highlights.
He's purples, got like pinks, blues,
pinks, purples.
Yeah.
He looks stunning, but he's also in this gray suit, so he looks extremely classy
and unapproachable. Jimin is the king of unapproachable.
I would not approach him.
No way. I'm not getting on that elevator.
Yeah,
he's not even holding the door open. He is like, click the button, close.
Yeah. So for the second concept photo for Jimin, we have him in this, again, this really elegant, what do you even call that collar that he has? It looks Victorian to me.
Yeah, that's why it seems so elegant. It's like almost a turtleneck, but it's ruffly around the top.
Yeah, those ruffles, it gives that Victorian vibe. But then he's, that white shirt that he has underneath is cut. Then he has this see-through overshirt, this long sleeve overshirt that's over it. And then this thick chain necklace around his neck and this dangly earring and just, oh my God, it's threatening. It's overwhelming.
Yeah.
He just looks stunning. To me, this is model, absolute art. I mean, he's out of this world. He's so gorgeous. Yeah. Out of all of these concept photos, this is the one that I showed Corey.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, just look at him.
Seriously.
I can't stop looking at this photo.
When I first saw this picture, I said, this is art. Like, this is modern art. This belongs in a museum. This needs to be made pop art.
This belongs in a museum.
This belongs in a museum. I need pop art specifically of this picture. Like, also, I have to talk about his hair in this picture. I know his hair in the first picture was like pushed back, but like the ends of the hair are kind of like twisted upward that give like movement to the image. It brings life to this photo where he is just, I mean, but his face is like frozen still, just looking fucking stunning.
Yeah.
And again, we have that like dichotomy of this beautiful, elegant white collar. And then like that overshirt you were talking about is black. So it's bringing in like this beautiful femininity with like the lighter colors and the earring and just Jimin just being gorgeous.
Androgynous king.
Yeah, seriously. And then like this dark black, you know, bringing in that masculine side and even his first concept photo too being very masculine. I just love the edginess. Yeah. I think it's wonderful.
I like the edge too. Yeah. So lastly is J-Hope.
Calm down after Jimin. I'm so sorry.
Lastly is J-Hope, which truthfully with the first group teaser shot, J-Hope looks extremely intimidating. But with his individual shots, he softens it up some, which honestly saved my soul a little bit because I knew I wasn't ready for it. For his first elevator shot, we have him peeking around the corner. He's got a finger on his lip, which is pretty sexy. Full forehead. We've got that nice part that he has going on. But really, he just looks ethereal with this shot. And again, like you were saying, it you can see this evident flash, which makes it look more retro, like a Polaroid.
Yeah. And he definitely looks like, I don't know, we get a little peek of his chest here in this picture too. You know, some buttons unbuttoned and just the way he's leaning forward, a little bit more revealing in that pic.
But for his second teaser photo, we have him eating a stack of pancakes with, of course, a piece of butter on top. And he's taking a fork to it. And in his shot, thankfully, they put his bangs down so we don't have the full forehead exposure and getting perpetually wrecked by that. But they do have him in a sleeveless shirt. Like his arms are fully exposed.
I can't believe this.
Which is so silly because it's like, it's just his arms. But it's not just his arms.
But every time that we've seen his arms, every time he's come out on stage in a vest randomly, it has been like absolute destruction. It's been incredible. He's so fine. I appreciate that this picture is more on the cute side, especially that his hair is down and not like full forehead, because it makes us able to survive the bare arms.
Yeah.
Truly.
You I have also a good really, point. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so his shirt too, it's black. And then he, of course, has that white underneath, just ruffled collar or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
It looks very Victorian. But on his collar there, he has these pearls as well, which is just, pearls aren't worn as much. I really think of like the 50s when I think of pearls.
Yeah.
So it's bringing back more of that retro feel as well. Yeah.
I also really like in this picture how his hair and the wall are like the same bright yellow.
He's got butter hair.
He has butter hair. Sunshine hair also.
Sunshine.
Yeah. Aww. Oh, wow. I'm so excited for Butter.
Me too.
I have high hopes for what Butter is going to be, both as a song, how it sounds, and then also visually what is going to be delivered in a music video. I feel like we have some pretty solid theories this time around as to what may come.
I do too. I really do.
Yeah.
I hope that we're not far off with it.
I hope so. We will definitely be watching Butter together. Bethany is going to stay the night at my house so we can see it at 11 p.m. when it comes out in our time. And we will be watching it and, of course, coming back to you guys with an episode about Butter next week.
Yeah.
We do want to extend a special thanks to our supporters on Patreon, especially our VIP Iconics, Eileen Ruchalt, Michelle Park, Deja, Meg DeRuggiero, Rachel, Robin, and Allie, new to our VIP patron group. Welcome, Allie.
Yes, welcome, Allie.
Yeah. We really would love to hear from you guys. If you enjoyed this episode, we love to hear your feedback. Even if you didn't love this episode, let us know what you wanted to have included or what you thought about all of these concept clips and teasers from Butter. Reach out to us on Gmail, standingbtspodcast@gmail.com, Twitter, of course, standingbtspod, and Instagram, standingbtspodcast. Reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you. It's the best time of our week. And of course, you can find links for all of those things in the description.
In the description. Thanks for listening and thanks for standing BTS.
Tour set pop.